From Jack Straw Productions, KUOW Seattle, and the Association of Independence in Radio, this is Radio Lingual. Okay, trying something out here on the Radio Lingual podcast. We had our first radio workshop information session, and four awesome people showed up.
So why don't you grab this first?
And we recorded everything from our first meeting.
Okay, so can you hear me?
But right now, so I'm in the studio, and I'm listening to that too, and I am doing a commentary track. It's not just me in here, it's also Emily Eagle.
That's me! The day that everybody came, it was pretty great. Three Japanese students and one Chinese student came.
So then to give them just a little example of public radio documentary, we played them a short piece produced by a Chinese-American immigrant in Chicago, and Charlie had a question afterwards.
So is she also one of the person that has been interviewed by you or
no,
in this program or something?
She hasn't. She lives in Chicago. I've noticed that a lot. You just said in this programs. I've noticed like a lot of my Chinese friends in high school would have problems with plurals because in Chinese there's no change between a plural and a singular noun.
So if we do something, which I don't know if you can necessarily hear the difference, but for me it sounds different.
Can you imitate it, Hamad?
Emily, you just asked me to imitate a Chicago accent.
Well, Chicago, if you're in Chicago, then you talk with, you say bag instead of bag. You would say...
Is that right?
I mean, that's Midwest. That's how I talk sometimes. I definitely say bag.
Sound. So she was doing some of that. So I think.
And then here was the point in the workshop where we played the second example of public radio. And this is something that, Emily, you produced. It's a little cultural misunderstanding story when you go to Romania, right? The villagers tell you they love American sons of bitch. And you guys are offended until you find out they were saying they love American Sunset Beach, which is a soap opera. So there was this whole beach versus bitch discussion. And then I generalized it from there.
Are there words like that in Chinese or Japanese that very close, but one means really bad and one means okay? And anything like that in Japanese?
I was kind of surprised how long it was taking them to think of something.
That sounds the same, but taco means octopus. Yeah. And also we call taco for sky, how do you say, sky toys? Kite.
How can you hear the difference?
It's same sounds.
Taco. Oh, they're the same taco word.
Yes. How about
hashi? Oh, hashi, also hashi. Chopsticks and bridge.
So, okay, I'm going to ask you to say...
Okay.
The chopsticks are on the bridge.
Hashi no ue no hashi.
And now you say it.
Was the chopstick on the
bridge? Chopsticks are on the bridge.
Around the bridge. I don't know.
The great thing about this is while they're talking, Hamad is making chopsticks with his fingers and making a bridge with his other hand and putting his fingers on his arm so that it's making chopsticks on the bridge.
Okay. I'm hoping you have a bridge. Chopsticks.
Yeah, yeah.
On the bridge.
On the bridge. On the bridge.
Hashi no hashi.
Hashi no.
Hashi no ue no hashi.
Hashi no ue no hashi.
They sound exactly the same.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Hashi no ue no hashi. Hashi no ue no hashi. I say
hashi no ue no hashi.
Hashi
no ue no hashi.
Hashi
no ue no hashi.
In Tokyo. Hashi no ue no hashi.
It was like, should we say hashi no hashi or hashi no ue no hashi? And I think I realized at that time that for something to be on top of something, maybe a culturally specific kind of direction.
Oh, okay.
Important. Just important. I think you feel my dialect very strong.
Do you guys know what a pun is? P-U-N?
If you don't know what it is, puns are usually pretty hard to talk about, especially if it's not your first language. If you want to give us some special ESL-oriented puns, drop us a line at our website, jackstraw.org/radiolingual.
So you can leave us a message on our little shout box there, or leave a comment on the blog in a text form.
And if you want to, you could hide some puns in your comments, too.
Thanks for listening. This is Hamad Ahmed.
And Emily Eagle. How do you say finished in Urdu?
Khatam karna.
Khatam karna.
What about in Bangla?
Shesh.
Shesh. Okay, well, that's it for Radiolingual.